The Cavalcade of Kings. Henry the Sixth. The Cavalcade of Kings rides on, and that glorious figure of royal manhood, Henry the Fifth, rides with them, leaving his son, an infant 9 months old, to succeed him on the throne. Henry the Sixth was crowned King of England at Westminster in 1429 and King of France at Paris in 1431. But he was destined to lose both kingdoms and to see all his friends die vainly in his cause. Henry was the most unfortunate of kings. By nature, he was just, pious and generous, and a great scholar. But he was cursed with fits of imbecility, a disease he inherited from his grandfather, the mad King Charles of France, and his reign was a series of disasters. One thing, however, posterity can thank him for. He founded Eton College and King's College, Cambridge. During Henry's minority, his uncle, the Duke of Bedford, governed France, whilst another uncle, the Duke of Gloucester, was appointed Protector of England. Henry is now a youth in his teens, and at the moment we find Bedford and Gloucester in conversation at the palace in London.
Nay, Humphrey, I will not listen to thy schemes. Have done with treachery, man, and keep faith with our dead brother, who gave unto us the care of his son.
Thou speakest as a young maid, but lately emerged from her convent. England has need of a strong man's hand to guide her destiny in these perilous times. Think thee that Henry is fitted for such a task? Already he shows signs of the malady with which his grandfather, the mad Charles, was afflicted.
Would that God had spared our noble brother but a few years longer. But Henry was too famous to live, and now England is left poor indeed.
Yes, John, and methinks ere long our country will be divided and torn by conflicting factions, even as was France.
A state which you are helping to bring about. Mark me, Humphrey, thou wilt never occupy the throne of England for all thy scheming, nor will York, nor Somerset. The people love the memory of Henry the Fifth too well to countenance treachery towards his son.
Be not so sure, John. Many things are happening of which ye know not.
Perhaps. But this I do know, Humphrey, that thy wife is said to be practicing the black arts of witchcraft in company with old Margery. A word of warning from ye might save her from the fate which is bound to overtake her.
I know naught of her practices.
I wonder.
God watch ye, John. I am of a mind to call ye out for that remark.
Then do so, if ye have the courage.
What? Dost thou doubt my courage? By the saints, I'll run ye through.
I'll have it.
What's this? Why, it would seem that mine uncle seeks to turn my palace into a brawling den. But now, what is all this to do?
It's but a slight difference of opinions, Majesty. Dismiss it from thy mind.
Oh, gladly, for I like not these quarrels. Bloodshed invariably follows, and I can't stand the sight of blood. I can't stand the sight of blood, do you hear?
Hush, sire. What talk is this of blood?
Why, look, 'tis there, uncle. Look, upon thy tunic.
Nay, sire, 'tis but the glow from yonder window. See? I will step out of its reflection, and lo, the redness is gone from my tunic.
Why, yes, it is gone. Gone. Melted away. Like the wax and dolls which by art the Duchess of Gloucester places before the fire in her bedchamber.
What meanest thou, sire?
Shh, shh. 'Tis a secret. A secret. Why, nobody knows about it but me.
And what is this secret, Henry, my son?
Oh, 'tis thou, my Lord Bishop of Winchester. Forsooth, I did not hear thee enter. Surely thou didst so in stockinged feet.
It would not be an unknown condition with my Lord Bishop of Winchester to be discovered in such an extraordinary state, sire.
Oh, no, Humphrey. What meanest thou?
In plain words, I openly state that my Lord Bishop is not above the low meanness of eavesdropping.
'Tis well, Humphrey, for the peace of the king, but I have stolen quietly upon thee at times. For that which I have heard thee utter with thine own lips makes of thee a would-be usurper of thy nephew's throne.
Dog of a meddlesome priest! By the saints, I'll drag thee through the streets of London at the tail of a horse.
I like not thy threats, Uncle Humphrey.
Ah, 'tis the blustering of a coward, sire. A coward who urges war and never peace. A traitor who but recently attempted to procure armor from the Tower in which to clothe his followers who seek to take the throne of England by force.
Bah! I will not answer thee in words, but in blows.
Have done, Gloucester. In God's name, are ye suddenly bereft of thy senses that ye would strike a priest of God? In truth, thine ambitions have driven thee far.
Oh, stop, stop. This discord doth cause my intent to swell to bursting point. Oh, cease, my lords, I pray ye. Perchance, my lord bishop, thou art mistaken in mine uncle's intentions. And thou, good Uncle Humphrey, may also be mistaken. Come, my lords, extend thy hands in peace and goodwill towards one another.
Come, Humphrey, and my lord bishop. Surely the king's entreaties move ye to relent.
My fealty to the king commands me to yield.
And I, Gloucester, will yield to thee for like reason.
Oh, 'tis well. Now, friends, you shall hear my secret. Oh, 'tis regrettable, but I must admit that I stole upon my aunt in the privacy of her bedchamber, and there I saw her in company with old Margery making waxen dolls in my image and placing them before the fire, which burned right briskly. Meanwhile, they chanted what seemed to my ears the words of a magic spell.
In God's name.
The words, sire. The words.
Oh, 'twas gibberish. But ever and anon, I heard them call upon the spirits to do unto Henry of England what the flames were doing unto his waxen image.
'Tis witchcraft. They seek the king's death by black magic.
What? They seek my death? Oh, no, no. I don't want to die. Oh, they must be punished. Do you hear? Punished. God, God, they're killing me. Oh, stop them. Stop them. Oh.
His Majesty has fainted. The apothecary. Quickly.
Bedford, my son, dost think the king imagined this thing?
I know not, my lord bishop, what to think. There are times when he appears quite normal. At other times, the madness which burns in his brain predominates. Today, he is worse than usual.
Poor afflicted one. My lords, look at the sweet face of him. So handsome, so noble, so kind. Sometimes, I find it hard, even as a priest of God, to say, God's will be done.
Aye. It was a black day that our brother wedded a maid whose inheritance was the evil curse of insanity. But enough of vain regrets. We have yet to discover the truth. Whether my wife is guilty of witchcraft, or whether it was but the hallucinations of Henry's poor sick brain.
And if the Duchess is guilty, Humphrey,
then let her be punished.
Aye, but how is it to be proven? Gloucester, my son.
We must seek with our souls in her bedchamber, my lord bishop. Come, for I see old Margery approaching up yonder path now. Doubtless they have planned another evil interlude. Let us to my wife's apartment, there to seek with our souls and watch.
One more waxen doll. Forsooth, 'tis the king's likeness to the minutest detail. Set him before the fire. There, 'tis done. Now, get thee into thy trance, old woman, and will the spirits to do with the king what the flames do unto his image. The king curse him in the fell pool that he is. Once he is disposed of, it'll be an easy matter for Gloucester to seize the throne, and then I shall be Queen of England. I shall sit upon a throne. I shall wear a crown studded with many jewels. Above all, I shall have power. Power, the greatest possession a woman can have. England shall be ruled by me. Aye, and Scotland and Ireland too. Then will I conquer France. Soon Europe will be in my grasp. And before many years have passed, I shall rule the world.
Not so fast.
Gloucester, my husband. And ye, Bedford, my lord Duke. And ye also, my lord Bishop. Mother of God, all is lost.
Yea, thou witch. All is indeed lost for ye.
Have mercy upon me. I beg ye, husband.
Thinkest thou that thy words call for mercy?
Think nothing of them. I but rambled. I meant nothing by them.
What of these waxen images of the king?
They are but my toys, my lord Bedford. I have made them in the likeness of the king because I love him so dearly.
So dearly that thou desirest his death?
Nay, nay, I swear I love him and bear him no malice. My lord Bishop, hear me and believe me, for I swear before God...
Silence, thou evil woman, who dares to utter words of blasphemy in the presence of a priest of God. Gloucester, I charge thee as Lord Protector of England and for the safety of the king to punish this woman, even though she be thy wife.
It shall be done, my lord Bishop. 3 times shall she walk the streets of London at night, bearing a lighted candle as penance. Then she shall be taken and imprisoned until the day she dies.
Have mercy! Have mercy!
Silence, infamous one! Thy punishment is richly deserved. And may mercy. God send that thy fate shall be a lesson to all traitors
mercy.
Who harbor evil designs against his sacred majesty, Henry VI of England.